This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Canada goes for weed, but that's tomorrow, because the news is way bigger than that. I know for our Canadian listeners, like, what could be bigger than weed in Canada? Well, how about Trump signing an executive order that will apparently keep migrant families together? That's the start of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I will give you a sneak preview, because next hour when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, we got RFK Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy. And I'm going to ask him about the cognitive dissonance on the left when it comes to big pharma and vaccines in California. That's coming up. Y'all stick around for that. It's worth the price of admission. But I've got to worry about Super Don tonight. Do I need to muzzle him? Do I have to put him on a short leash? He has been just, dropping epithets like we couldn't be on the air like 15 minutes ago. No, he's not mad at me, as far as I know. Right? Am I right? Not mad at me?
No.
Okay, no, not me. But some of these days when you cover stories like we've been covering the past couple of days about the whole, well, we haven't done a lot on it. I've mentioned it. In fact, the way I mentioned it was prescient, because it reveals where we're going today in terms of hypocrisy on the left, in the medical field, etc., when they're all worried now suddenly about, oh, my gosh, you can't separate kids from their families. Now, this is not a show that has ever argued we should be separating kids from their families, right? It's not what we do. In fact, we pointed out where many other cases where this has been going on long before Trump was president had nothing to do with Trump. And yet now suddenly the outrage is here. Is it real? Is it legitimate? Or is it opportunistic for those that are frothing at the mouth with hatred for the guy who's president right now? Inconsistency? Hypocrisy? All of that. We got to talk about it. Now, the executive order that starts it all, apparently, you know, there was such a big stink over this issue that Trump goes, yeah, man, this is bad. Let's try to correct this a little bit with the pen, so to speak, the executive order. Now, Super Don, does this solve the problem totally, or is it just kind of placate the left, or is this even going to do anything for the people that are screaming and crying about kids separated from their families?
Well, I guess you have to first identify what is the problem that you speak of. Because, in my opinion, does it solve the problem? Yes. I mean, what is the real problem here? I believe the problem is that with the policy that was put in place long before Trump, on how people were processed at the border, if they showed up at the border to cross over illegally and they had children with them, during the Bush administration, during the Obama administration, and now during the Trump administration, they process the parents separately from the, or the adults, I should say, because they're not all parents. That's another little detail, but from the children. And so by reciting this executive order, I applaud Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the adult in the room in this situation and did something to solve a problem. So now, moving forward, I believe anyway, they're going to keep the families together when they are together crossing the border illegally. So, yes, that problem has been solved. Now, there are some other problems, though, that I think I will not be solved by this. You've got all of the, what word can I use? Ding-dongs that are using this situation with the children
right.
As an opportunity to bash Trump. And these are people that would bash Trump no matter what. These are the people that will seize any opportunity mm-hmm. in order to go after Trump because they hate him.
Super Don, is it fair to ask the question, since this policy was around when Bush was president and when Obama was president for 8 years, where were these people screaming and crying about this issue then? Is there any evidence that
they were nowhere.
Brought it up once?
They were nowhere, and this wasn't a secret. I mean, there was a film crew that went in and did a visit there and an article and took a bunch of pictures and stuff. And there were a few people back in the day when they did this during Obama's administration that said, maybe this isn't a good thing. But no, you didn't have CNN and MSNBC and all these newspapers and websites and, all this stuff jumping up and down, accusing the president of being inhumane and a monster and endorsing child abuse, all these crazy accusations. No, they were nowhere to be found when this was going on last 12 years.
Does that make the policy right? No, not necessarily.
No,
it was wrong
not
to begin
all.
With, but... But this has caused Rachel Maddow to cry like John Boehner, apparently.
Well, and look, see, again, I can't... Listen, there are plenty of opportunities to take issue with Rachel Maddow, okay? Listen, if you look at what it was that she was reading, and you listen to the audio... Have you heard the audio that's been just
not.
Reverberating all over the media right now, the sound of these children crying, right?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you've got to, you would have to have no soul to not be affected by these images and these sounds and the stories of what's going on here. Because the children, it's not their fault.
No.
You know, it's of no fault of their own that their parents sent them to the border, drug them to the border, hooked them up with smugglers or whatever.
It is Rachel Maddow's fault for having selective soul.
Well, okay, and this is definitely, that is a really good point. And, when we were talking earlier before the show, I mean, I'll tell you, I've tried to avoid this topic. I have, but it's like I couldn't get away from it. And it actually, last night, as I was on my Facebook, just doing my thing, flipping through my feed, which is like some days is great and some days is hell, I came across these memes, and these people are passing these memes around that were saying, they had a picture of a lady in a jail cell. And it said on there, I broke the law, and I'm now in jail, but my children were separated from me, and I can't be with my children. And I'm looking at that, and I'm going, all right, so something's going on here, because it was everywhere. I mean, this stuff was just being talked about everywhere. So I finally dove into it, and, you're right, the selective outrage, the selective compassion that people are having right now is what set me off, because there are so many instances and examples in this country, not in Mexico, this country.
Right here. Yeah.
Where there is huge, huge injustice going on, where children are being separated from their families, from their parents. And it's been going on for years. And in particular... the topic of medical kidnapping. Now, anybody who's been listening to this show, it's been a while since you've really dug deep into the medical kidnapping situation, but for a period of time there, we really got involved, and I got really emotionally invested.
Yeah, it exhausted you emotionally. And, Super Don, what did I say 2 days ago about this issue? We covered it briefly, and I said two words.
No, you're right.
Medical kidnap.
You're right.
We're going there now, folks. You're wondering, hey, how are you going to be? This is not a health show. You're not talking health and healing anymore. Well, yeah, we are. Because the American Medical Association said this to Trump. End this inhumane child separation at the border, right? The border policy. Okay. So Trump responds, as you said, the adult in the room, he goes, yeah, this is not just. Let's make a change to it. But this is the American Medical Association, nation's largest doctor group, even though they don't represent nearly a majority of doctors. They still hold a lot of sway, a lot of influence, a lot of money that flows through them. And they're talking about the emotional stress, the physical stress, made worse when you separate moms and dads from their kids, or kids from their moms and dads. Childhood trauma, adverse childhood experiences, inhumane treatment. And this is where you get into serious selective outrage by our medical authorities. Because one of the most vicious policies is, would anybody support assaulting a child? Right? I mean, besides Peter Fonda. We'll get to that. That just, it just beyond the pale what Peter Fonda said. But the idea that you would defend children on one hand, like the AMA is saying, or let's go to the American Academy of Pediatrics, because he called this child abuse. Child abuse. The AAP actually used the term child abuse to talk about the separation of children from their parents. But these, both these organizations, legendary in their willingness to sacrifice children on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccine denomination, and get behind things like Richard Dickey Pan, senator, pediatrician, who says, man, we cannot let parents make decisions about their children's health and saying no to vaccinations. Not, it can't be allowed. Not if they want to send their kids to school. Public or private, doesn't matter. And we'll try to go after you homeschoolers next. AAP, AMA, pro-vaccine, as the day is long. And today is about the longest day in the Northern Hemisphere. So there's a lot of pro-vaccine propaganda flooding through these organizations. And there is a cognitive dissonance on the political left, because they're the religious left. They've given up the religion of their youth, whether it be Judeo-Christianity or whatever it was, and they've embraced that Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Because they want to sacrifice your children to a violent act. It is a violent act. You hold a child down against its will and you pierce its skin and you intoxicate that child with pollutants that you don't want them breathing. And you inject it into these children. And you're all about that. That's right. The AMA, the American Academy of Pediatrics, chimed in on this but are completely silent. In fact, the opposite. They are for medical kidnapping. When it comes to parents who don't want to vaccinate their children, or who choose to go another route instead of holding them down and violently placing toxic poisons in their veins in the guise of chemotherapy, when parents have elected to make a better choice, in my opinion, for the most part, to go a non-toxic route in terms of reversing their health decline into the cancerous state. These are very much related, folks. Because it's selective outrage or selective soul. The recognition, oh, suddenly you've got a soul, suddenly you are a soul, and you recognize the tragedy of separating parents from kids, but you've been ignoring medical kidnapping for years and years and years. We have not. And I believe we're consistent on this issue. Kudos to Trump for cutting short a policy that didn't make sense under Bush or Obama. But still, parents, if you break the law and you get caught, you're going to be separated from your children, whether it's an immigration issue or not.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and intellectual integrity and consistency and honesty and all of that stuff. And, you know, this border stuff, border wars, border skirmishes, separating kids from parents. Yeah, I'm not in favor of separating kids from parents, but as we know at the border, it's not always parents and kids, it's adults who knows who they are. All right, we get all that. Trump says an executive order says we're gonna halt that, we're gonna do it better. Great. But what about what happens next? What's the next selective outrage? Because Super Don pointed out very eloquently and directly that the outrage is not because the kids were being separated from their parents. Well, by a lot of these pundits, let's be honest. If it were, where were they 4 years ago, 10 years ago? At least three or more years ago when we pointed this out with our guest that's joining us just a moment, Stephen R. Isham, Steve Isham. Medical kidnapping that's been going on all across this land. We have highlighted, spotlighted many of these stories over the years, and Steve Isham has been working diligently to try and solve this problem, particularly in Arizona, where it is wicked bad. We're talking numbers that will stagger you. When you think the numbers of kids separated from parents are coming through the border, you're going to sit down when Stephen tells you how many are being separated in Arizona alone by CPS. Now, Time Magazine says this is a child abuse. Psychologist warning against separating kids from parents. Okay? Nobody here is arguing that it's a good thing, although if a parent is genuinely beating the tar out of these kids, you know what? All kinds of horrible abuse. That's a legitimate reason, obviously, to get kids out of harm's way. But much of what we call medical kidnap is putting kids in harm's way by taking them from their parents and putting them into foster homes, mandated forceful medication, vaccination, chemotherapy, etc. Steve Isham, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been too long, my friend.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I look forward to talking about this topic.
Yes, and remind everybody what you do, how you got involved, because it's very important. You have expertise in this arena that very few have.
I started teaching here in Arizona back in 1975. And, of course, if you're going to be in a public school, you immediately get introduced to Child Protective Services. Now, we've been kind of slick here in Arizona, so because we changed the name, since the CPS has such bad connotations because everybody knows it's corrupt, we changed it to the Department of Child Safety, which most people that work anywhere with children realize that's kind of a misnomer for the opposite of what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just, you know, for the last 43, 44 years, and now I'm retired, so I spend a lot of time writing, advocating for children and families. And it's worse now than it was in 1974. Kids are a commodity. They're bought and sold. They're molested and raped. They're burned and tortured. They're sex trafficked. They're murdered. They're sold into slavery and used as pawns by political parties in every corner of the world. And the United States is exactly the same. I've spent my career fighting for children and families here in Arizona, in the United States, and even in other nations like Canada and Mexico. Since 1974, I've watched children abused by every single system that touches their lives. It's worse now than ever before. And you and I are paying for it. And these kids that are, again, no child should be taken from their parents unless there's imminent danger or they're being harmed. But we take them without even that information. We take them without a warrant. And Arizona's the best at it. Percentage-wise, we take more children than Texas, New York, and the state of California put together. So it's a huge money-making operation. And if you look at all the tentacles that go out across hospitals, lawyers, law firms, research, genetic research, it's people just won't believe it.
What kind of numbers are we talking about in the state of Arizona in terms of thousands?
Well, my understanding is the immigrant children population that should not be separated from their parents, they should be kept safe, is about 2,000 kids. We're the most powerful nation in the world. We should be able to take care of 2,000 kids. What really boggles the mind is we have 14,000 kids in Arizona that have been trafficked through Child Protective Services.
All right, folks, hold on. We got to take a break. 14,000 kids trafficked through CPS in one state, Arizona. Where is the outrage from Rachel Maddow on this? Where's the outrage from anybody in the mainstream media on this? Steve has been working hard for many years to get this message out, and we've got more about it put in perspective where it needs to be to genuinely protect kids from government agents.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I remember RFK Jr. is going to join Ty Bollinger and I in the second hour when we go outside the box. But right now, serious topic at hand here. Medical kidnap, building on the outrage over separating children from their parents, apparently at the border. But the number is dwarfed by those that are separated in our own country and has been going on for years and years and years. Medical kidnap, CPS, Child Protective Services, removing children from families because they claim they're medically neglectful. What does that mean? Well, they didn't vaccinate. What does that mean? Well, they don't believe in chemotherapy as the ideal treatment for cancer. And any number of claims that are unsubstantiated, no due process, the children are taken, and then they're trafficked. And Steve Isham is with us, and of course we've been covering the issue of medical kidnap over the years together. There's a couple of other stories here, in fact, at medicalkidnap.com. One about this very issue, American children terrorized by CPS while lawmakers and leftists cry about border children. No outrage, it's selective. Steve, what is the medical kidnap issue? I mean, when you say these kids are being trafficked through CPS and foster families, I mean, Are we talking it's more than just for medical and pharmaceutical profit?
The medical aspect is just a technique. There's many techniques. I created a score CPS scorecard, so you'd kind of know who the players are, and you know that you're, as a parent, you're really alone. So, but the use of medical the medical arena to take kids is an easy one because the state has their own expert and the judge just, you know, some of the top experts in the world are laughed out of the courtroom by the judges. And so it's an easy way to take kids. You know, they don't investigate those cases at all. They just take the state doctor that's on the hook there and take the kids. But again, it's just one of many techniques to fill those roles and to fill those beds to draw down the funding. So, you know, medical malpractice disappears immediately once the state takes the child from the parents and then severs the parental rights. So the hospitals and the physicians, they just love this.
They're off the hook. Yeah, because a lot of this is instigated by parents who are belligerent in defense of their children when they say to the doctors and the hospitals, I don't think what you're doing is right. And then the out for them, well, we won't have to deal with this. Let's get CPS involved. The judge will side with us. The kids will be removed from their parents. Jurisdiction now is not from the parents. They don't have parental rights anymore. And then guess what? The state takes over, and all of the threat to the hospital and to the doctor who have been mistreating or malpracticing, potentially or actually, is gone. And not only that, but in many cases, they can get them into treatment, they can get them into experimental clinical trials, and there's money that flows into the coffers of these doctors and these private for-profit hospitals as well.
And my guess is the state will immediately try to, because all of these, if you've watched the news, you see immediately that it's the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that is responsible to take care of these kids. Well, they're the ones that nurse along these CPS programs in every state and then don't monitor what is actually happening in those states. And so it's just, I mean, it's a real money draw. It's,
yeah, and HHS is invested in what? Vaccinating every child, making sure that the only kind of treatment for cancer, childhood or otherwise, is chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. No, nothing about nutrition. Nothing about the things that we would do first and foremost in a non-toxic way before we would ever have to and perhaps never have to resort to the really toxic and dangerous interventions that are first and foremost part of the state-sanctioned religion in violation of the First Amendment, right? The Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, but they have endorsed the state religion in this case. And they will sacrifice your kid. Look at California, what they did with the vaccine issue. And tell me that it is not a religious view, right, to violate the rights of parents. And, Steve, there's another medical kidnap story we're just looking here, just posted today as well. Almost 40% of American families at risk to have their children kidnapped by the state. Over 50% if you're black. What's going on here?
Well, there's a real race issue, and it just drives me up a wall because the ACLU, I've been to them. They don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. It is not a money maker for them. In Arizona, a black child is four times more likely to be taken by CPS than a white child. I think it's like 3 to 3.5 times more likely to be taken. A Hispanic Mexican child rather than a white child. I mean, the incarceration. I mean, minorities. I mean, where's the Martin Luther Kings of our time? You know, there's nobody fighting for these kids of color. Yet we're going crazy and insane nationwide over 2,000 children. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. What I'm saying is, what about the 14,000 kids in Arizona? What about the hundreds of thousands of kids across this nation being physically and sexually abused in foster homes? We had some of the most horrendous. I mean, they found a sex tree thing down south of Tucson. It is just appalling. And a church group moved in and is keeping a 24-hour watch to keep people away from that. You know, where was the FBI, mm-hmm. you know, worried about Comey or Trump?
Folks,
it's insane.
This is where, again, if you're not outraged, my heart hurts when I consider this, and I've talked about it. I don't like to dwell on it or delve too deeply because it's just horrific to consider. I know it's hard to listen to, folks. I know. But this is the stuff that is real that's going on, and whether you agree with Trump on this policy or that policy, if you can't get behind this guy as president to go after this kind of thing, again, that's the selective soul. That's, you know, that's where, I'll cry when it's convenient because I hate the guy versus, you know what, let's all get behind doing the right thing and protecting children legitimately, not only at the border, but within our own borders. So, again, check out these articles. They're linked up in the show notes. Thanks to Superdon there at robertscottbell.com. And look, selective outrage. Share this with a liberal friend. Where's your outrage? Let's show us that you can be as outraged about this and make and move mountains for these kids. That, you know, you got the word. Trump got the word. He did the executive order at the border. What about within our own border, Steve? What else can people do?
The biggest, the hardest thing is the exposure. I think if the public doesn't want to hear this kind of stuff, you know, and if somebody like me says, oh, well, this is how the Nazis got ahead of the ball. Well, it's exactly that way. We're allowing stuff to happen in this country, and we're better off just staying in our own yard, keeping our mouth shut, and praying that it doesn't happen to our kids. Eventually, it's going to happen. The odds of it happening are just too great. It is too big of a money-making scheme. You know, I mean, we make hundreds of millions of dollars using these foster kids for medical research, pharmaceutical research. They must be on cloud nine thinking of these 2,000 kids. They're not going to have any parents. There's nobody to protect them. There's no oversight. There's not enough staff. We've cut back so much on CPS and, you know, licensure and the people that are supposed to be out there watching for these kids. They can be gone for months. Like, for example, I saw the CPS statistics report this last month, 260 missing kids. How the hell do you have 260 kids gone from the face of the earth? There's no Amber Alerts. There's no police reports. There's no search. There's no investigations. Who's the detective supposed to be looking for these 260 kids? It's sick beyond words or comprehension.
It is. And this is why, you know, Super Don got, you know, really sick from when we did weeks and weeks and weeks of this a few years back with you, Steve, and covered it time and time. It's hard to stomach this level of disgust. In reality, on every day, I mean, I'm amazed how you've come out of it. You're still standing and still fighting for it. But the opportunity is, well, it's too important at this time where we have this maybe an ability to catch an emotional wave where emotions can be good things because they can drive you to do things. And if you're outraged about what you perceived is real or imagined is real at the border, take that, don't let it dry up. And take it domestically. Look at what Steve's been talking about. Look at what's being written about at Medical Kidnap. And then take that and make your, whether it's a representative, whether it's local police, whether it's however it is that you can communicate this. Because, yeah, thousands more by orders of magnitude than the 2,000 they're claiming at the border. Who knows how many of them may disappear into this invisible web. When you're not looking, now that, okay, he signed the order, what's next, right? Super Don, I'm sorry we have to go back into this, but it's not been solved yet.
Well, I'm not sorry. It's just, you know, it's just very, I guess, discouraging to see a lot of people right now on the internet, on TV, that are expressing this outrage. And listen, you know what was going on down there at the border. We're not saying that it was okay. I mean, look, those kids were being traumatized. They're being separated from their parents. Regardless whose fault it is, that they ended up at the border. It's not a good thing. Nobody wants to see kids separated from their parents. But what really ticks me off is that you've got these people like Rachel Maddow, right? Don Lemon over at CNN, who are jumping on the bandwagon of, look at the Trump. Trump is a monster. He's abusing children, these poor children being ripped. But when it comes time to cover stories of where this kind of stuff is happening every day, I mean, every day, you know, parents are being separated from the children. Children are being kidnapped from their parents. Where is Don Lemon? Where is Rachel Maddow? You know, on this situation, you got crickets. It's not. It's, you know, there's just. It's just not right.
And they know. These people know. Every single congressman, every governor, every single person in the state legislature, they know this is going on.
All right. Hey, Steve, can you hang out for one more segment?
Of course.
All right. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Boy, do we need it. I might bring up something light and happy in the midst of this because I've got to, and I'll tell you about it. It involves a movie star, in fact. It's actually a good story. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, I have to break up the intensity temporarily. Okay? But it's important. Chris Pratt, the movie star from Guardians of the Galaxy, I think he's in the new Jurassic World thing. Movie star. You're like, we talk about these Hollywood leftists, and it's always, oh my gosh, can you believe what they're saying, what they believe, if they actually believe this? This guy gets up, gets some kind of Lifetime Achievement Award. I don't know what it was at MTV's award ceremony. I don't know what it was, legendary? I don't know. But he gets up there, he's got like 9 rules of living from Chris Pratt. I think it's 9. And I did not expect this. And I don't even know all 9 of them. I remember the 10-year-old boy in me likes the one where he says, if you're at a party and you really have to go to the bathroom badly and you don't want to do it because, you know, you're going to stink up the whole place. He actually talks to people about how to manage that. Okay, but that's not even the highlight. That was just a funny aside where you're like, I can't believe he's talking about that. But he actually, he was very godly. He brought up brilliant and beautiful principles for living. And maybe we can visit this tomorrow on the show, Super Don, because it was an uplifting moment in the day when I knew we were going to have to cover a seriously depressing and brutal and ugly topic.
No, I agree. I think it would be a good thing. I just pulled up a quick article, and I don't have all the numbers, but number 3 is don't be a turd.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, stuff. I can go with that.
Great stuff. No, you're really going to like it. And you see him deliver it, and I think you look at the expressions on their faces, they can't believe what he's saying, but then a lot of it is just he snuck in things that were so uplifting that you're like, dude, that was brilliant. Well done. Reaching out to the young people that need to hear that message. All of us do, anyway. But, Steve, I thank you for your indulgence, because I needed to break it up just a little bit here as we go to the finale of this hour. And I do appreciate all that you do, because it's not easy to dig deep on this subject.
No problem. I like, you know, we have our share of turds in the legislature as well.
Yes. Please, don't be a turd. There's a picture on another article that Super Don found linked up, and is talking about what it looked like during the Obama administration, what they did with illegal immigrants in detention facilities. And guess what? It includes separating the kids from their families. And it's brutal. It's ugly. But there was no outrage then, because Obama was the savior of the left. Honestly, that's it. This is a political game, and it's a deadly game on children, because it isn't just about the border, as we're learning. As hopefully you're learning now if you're new to the show and what Stephen's done, medical kidnap the term. But this is happening within our borders, within the states. And, you know, we've got listeners in England. It's happening in England. You've had your share of controversies of celebrities and news people being caught in pedophilia scandals. Trafficking children. This is thousands of years old. This is not new, but most people don't perceive it, believe it, want to, because they would never conceive of it. Don't let them use that against you. Protect your children. Protect your children and keep them out of the medical system at all costs, because this is the risk that you elevate by seemingly innocently going to a pediatrician because that's what everybody does. Well, no, pediatricians are damn dangerous because they have a license by the state. They believe in sacrificing your children with vaccines. They wouldn't put the ingredients in a baby's bottle, but they'll inject it into your children, and then they'll argue for your children's removal if you disagree with what they do or what they suggest you do to your kid. Moms and dads, you've got to step up. If you're going to have kids, you defend them. You protect them from those that would do them harm, especially those wearing badges or having licenses. Stephen, your thoughts.
It makes you wonder why we pulled out of the human rights of the United Nations. Maybe it's because we don't want them exposing what we do to children or to the world.
I think more or less, Steve, on that front, the UN is involved, the backwoods of the UN, I'm not saying everybody, but in this child trafficking. It's a global issue. And I think a lot of the human rights are, the claims for human rights are scams up there at that level. But I don't know for sure, but I know that Trump seems to be committed to rooting this out.
I sure hope so, because nobody's done it since 1974 when Nixon started with this, with the Mondale Act, making it and putting money incentives for the states to make money by taking children. There's absolutely no financial incentive for the state of Arizona to give you your child back. But yet there's hundreds of thousands of dollars in incentive money to keep your child.
Yeah.
Take 14,000 kids times 75,000 plus a year. That's a lot of money.
Big money flowing through to take away your children. Folks, hold on to your children tight. Give them a hug. Don't let them out of your sight at this point. We'll be back with Ty Bollinger. RFK Jr. is going to join us as we go outside the box on the Robert Scott Bell Show next. All the links are up, including to Steve and medical kidnapping, at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. The power to heal, though, is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.